Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 361, Red Sparrow, not Black Widow. No. Well, we can say it right. We don't have to be like,
oh, Red sorry, I'm sick, Sparrow. So it's just the
no,
one
No, I mean, we don't have to say,
oh, okay.
Red Sparrow. See, it sounds silly. Sounds
in a world.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the trailer for Death Wish was
Wait,
like...
what?
Well, I thought we were out of...
No.
Oh, I have
yeah,
to
yeah,
still?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the trailer for Death Wish was like, coming soon to a theater in a world.
I think they even did a Grindhouse-style trailer for that.
Yeah.
I think it's out there. Yeah.
I love those old trailers. I will just say I love going back and watching the 80s trailers and even the 90s trailers with the trailer guy. And just the way that they're set up to where when you know the trailer guy's talking and then they're just so gritty. Everything trailers look so much more gritty than the actual movie looks. They had a trailer look. They just
right.
The footage just
they also didn't give away everything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's like exactly. But it's like I just love those trailers where they're just like grainy and gritty.
Go watch that Die Hard trailer. Like they yeah. tell you nothing totally. Other than Bruce Willis
totally.
Is in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Shameless plugs, don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. If you haven't done it yet, you're an awful human being.
Oh.
That's jeez. I'm just going to put it out there.
That's legit.
I'm not front straight. You are what's wrong with America. So there.
I always thought it was those people that don't put the carts in the cart return.
Those guys are terrible.
I mean, I feel like that's one of the lowest.
If you were to create a Venn diagram...
Okay.
There's a lot of crossover.
Fair
okay.
enough. Yeah, fair
because
enough.
I just, okay. So earlier in the weekend, I was at a store and these two adults, they have a kid. That's fine. But the mom's holding the kid. The dad is not. Maybe he has one bag in his hand. They're walking with their cart and there's a cart returned to their right. And I'm walking behind with my cart and they leave the cart on like the stoop of the front of the store without pushing it. 2 feet to the right. And I'm like, okay, if you had your hands full and you're juggling a screaming kid, I can kind of understand and be like, I just can't or whatever. And
you know what I would do?
What's that?
I would take the cart. Like, I would make sure they see me take their cart and put it where it was supposed to go.
I'm just like, those are the scum of the universe. Why can they not just put the cart in the.
And I can also promise you, they've never left a review for us at iTunes.
That's also true. That's fair. That's fair.
Fair now.
So,
yeah, I didn't think about that.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can't do
so,
it.
So there. You don't want to be like those people.
No.
So, anyway, I guess there's all that. Got all the house cleaning out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's dig into Red Sparrow, shall we?
Oh.
I was really excited for this movie. Yeah.
You were like, really excited when you saw this movie.
I didn't mind it. I think calling it a mediocre thriller, that's fair. That's about what it was.
I think the only redeeming quality of this movie is what it does at the very, very, very end.
I would agree.
And up till then, I like just had nothing but disdain for this film.
I wouldn't
film.
Say See, disdain. I was
so
bored.
It's a very slow movie. Yeah. I will say. But I like movies with the twists and turns and is this person turning on this person? Is this a double agent kind of thing? Like, I was into this movie. There were times where it was a little slow, I will admit.
I never thought she wasn't on the dude's side
What's his name? I didn't know. Joel
Edgerton. I didn't know how it was going to play out with the whole... I mean, I just mean that there's so much like double... I'm playing you. And I thought it was interesting. I will say I did enjoy this movie. It's not my favorite thing ever, but like I had no disdain for it. I saw it and I was like, it wasn't perfect, but I'm like, okay, I'm into it. Like,
yeah, I think if it had been a different group, a different cast... I would have hated it.
Jennifer Lawrence is so damn good.
That's the thing.
She is so good.
This Russian accent.
Russian accent was not good.
Was not good.
I didn't mind it, but I just mean as an actor, as an actor actress, she is just so good. I meant, even with her facial expressions, you know, her body language, aside from the accent thing, just her acting like that, I'm just like, damn, she's good. Every time I saw her just being emotional just with her facial expressions, I just remember like, you know, I mean, I've liked her for a long time, especially in the David O. Russell stuff. Yeah. Like, she's an excellent actor.
Did she win two Academy Awards, or did she just win one and nominated? She definitely won for Silver Linings Playbook.
I thought it was just one.
And I think she was nominated for the Ozark movie.
Anyway. Oh, okay.
I think she was nominated for that, too.
Something,
she was nominated. What was the one where she's the wife? The David O. Russell
American
movie.
Hustle?
Yeah, she was nominated for that.
Yeah.
Was she? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she won for Silver Linings. Yeah. She won for Winter's Bone? No.
No.
I think that's where she was. I think that was her first.
That was where I first saw her. That was where she hit the scene.
Okay.
Well, no, actually, she had been on a very successful sitcom.
She was. What was that?
On the Bill Engvall show on
WTBS. Yeah, she was the daughter.
But it ran for like 5 or 6 seasons or something.
I've never seen the
No, I mean, nor should you have. But, but like everybody was like, are you kidding me? This is...
But I mean, with Winter's Bone, though, that's where people were like...
Yeah, that was where people were like, Lawrence, she's like, not the girl from the Bill Engvall show.
Okay, no, yeah, I had never heard that.
She's the girl from everything else.
But so anyway, so she's been incredible, and it's like, she's younger than I am. So I just, it makes me feel so good that like she's going to be around, and she's acting her ass off in her 20s. Like, she's amazing. So I love seeing her on screen. I mean, okay, Mother, we did not like it.
She wasn't the problem.
She is incredible in that movie.
What about Joy?
I just hate that movie. I'm not saying that was. I don't think she was the problem with that movie, but like, but my point is like, Mother, we did not like it, but damn, if she cannot act her ass off.
She was kind of the problem with this one.
The Russian accent was a problem.
I didn't like the Russian accent. I didn't buy her as a ballerina.
That didn't bother me. I could go along with that.
Was that a body double? Because that ballerina was dancing.
Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, there's no way she knew how to do ballet like that. If she did, I wanted to research and just didn't have time today because I just saw it a few hours ago.
I think because that is such a small part of the movie, it didn't bother me. Yeah.
But I'm like, that ballerina is ballerina-ing. Like, I mean,
is that what you call it?
I believe they're called ballets.
He's not wrong. Yeah. They are called ballets.
Yeah, I think the dancers are called ballets.
Yeah.
Like ballets.
Like valets.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
So that really pays to listen to every episode.
Yeah.
But, jokes get funnier.
So, yeah, I don't know. I like the kind of espionage, you know, double agent type stuff. And I was into it, and I dig Jennifer Lawrence. As a side note, she looked great in this movie.
Always looks great.
Yeah.
Like that's
sure. But yeah. I mean, but like she must have done some ridiculous. She does always look great, and especially like American Hustle. I mean, she looks fantastic all the time, but she got into like
she
athlete.
She got into fighting.
She looks like athlete.
She got into Marvel movie shape.
Like to do this movie, because I've never seen her look like this before, she dedicated.
Not Fox Marvel movie.
No, like Disney,
MCU.
Yeah,
the real
MCU,
ones.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
But
right.
for this role.
That's fair. She is in the Fox stuff, isn't she?
Yeah. But you know how much time and dedication that takes. Like, she prepared for this role.
Oh,
she
for sure.
Clearly for months.
I heard that for months she was on a diet of nothing but babies.
just babies.
Not her own.
No.
That would be gross.
She would find orphan babies.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting that I'm just thinking Black Swan, ballerina, Darren Aronofsky, Mother, ballerina, Jennifer Lawrence in this one. Like, there's just some weird Kevin Bacon.
They're not a thing anymore.
No, right. I know. Oh, I know. Yeah.
I think Mother put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
God, I would hope not.
I think it did. Working together like that?
Oh, not that it was a failure.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, that would be really awful. Like,
no. She's like, look what you almost did to my career. Right.
Oh, no.
Bitch.
People love that movie. The film community.
There are people that love that movie.
Yeah.
Not many, but not there are many? People. Well, I mean, nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
There are certainly people that love that movie, but I think there are more people that hate that movie.
No, I'm saying the film community.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
the people that want to show you how smart they are.
Right.
Yeah. So I just mean it critically. So like, I feel like as an artist, I mean, she doesn't need the money. Like, I mean, she's making plenty. So if it's commercial.
But like, what do you think she commands? Honestly, like if you want Jennifer Lawrence.
Four of those, five of those X-Men movies.
Oh, that's
she
true.
Has made.
She could be in the
And I think now she has a new attitude. Like for a while, she was just like, I'm happy to be working and this is a lot of money and
she's
I'm good.
Like, mother, you're going to pay me.
And I think now, like with the gender pay gap that, you know, that she's just like, oh, I wasn't getting paid as much because I was just like, man, millions of dollars. Like, well, that's plenty. I don't need to make 10 when I'm making 7. Like, that's fine. And then she found out that a lot of the men were making more. And so now she's like, you know what? F you pay me.
Right. I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's like she's got clout, right? So did you see how many times she was nominated or how many times she
it won? Was 4. We got them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she was nominated 4 and won 1.
If you're in correct. A David O. Russell movie, you get nominated. That's kind of the law.
But in all fairness, like those, both of those performances were out of
No.
She got nominated for Joy?
She did.
Yikes. I guess you aren't wrong.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I've already said it. She's amazing, and I'm not saying I just meant, you know, this is David O. Russell. Like every movie he made, including Joy, is
He had those two back-to-back, Silver Linings and
American Hustle. Those movies are so good.
That De Niro cameo in American Hustle. And I was give me that De Niro again.
Yeah.
Won't we see him soon?
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I mean, like, it, but is it going to live
right,
up?
Right, is it going to be?
That's the question.
Can it live up?
That, no.
Yeah.
So she's a ballerina, and she's like the prima ballerina.
Like the next, and apparently, I guess it's a huge thing in Russia. Is that a big thing?
Well, in the ballet. I mean, the prima is
ballet
the,
is very big.
It's a big thing.
She's in the Bolshoi Ballet,
what is that? I don't know what that means.
They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of the ballet. Oh. They're just the biggest thing ever.
Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
Kevin's like, you're understating.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the big thing. But like, so...
But yeah, like, that's the gold standard.
Got
like,
it.
That
okay.
is the...
And she's the lead in this.
It's like playing Carnegie Hall or something. You know, I mean, that's the whatever. So she is, you know, doing this ballet, and her partner drops her.
No,
her
he
jumps and misses and breaks her leg.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
It was pretty gross.
Ooh, and then you see the leg bending.
Yeah, I was like, did Eli Roth direct this one too?
Right. And also, like, there was a so we should say that we know that her uncle is like one of the top dogs in the Russian government.
Yeah,
I guess
the
state.
The state spy, the Russian spy stuff.
The spy who loved me.
They don't call it KGB anymore. I don't think
they don't. What,
probably not.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah.
So like we are introduced to those folks, but yeah. So we see her partner.
And
like,
if they do, don't tell us. We don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah. Like
it's not like they're gonna run this country at any point anyway.
Yeah.
her partner like leaps in the air and lands directly on her leg and snaps it in half.
And you see the snap.
You see the snap. You see the bone come out, and you're just like, ooh. And Amelia, I was like, well, that was on purpose.
Did you see? I didn't pick up on that.
Absolutely. I think if you're in this ballet, don't make a mistake like that.
And I also thought, like, if that was a kind of, had any degree of potentiality, like, it would happen a lot more.
Right.
Like, we'd hear about it a lot.
About people.
Like, every couple years, it'd be like another, like, another male ballerina missed and broke some lady's leg.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a thing.
It's like when the Tigers were attacking Siegfried and Roy. Like, oh, they got it again.
Right.
Oh, this time he ate his head.
Yeah. So the problem is that after getting out of the hospital, she's walking with a cane. They've replaced her at the ballet. She has to pay the bills for not only the apartment, but her mom has some medical issues.
Yeah, the ballet company was paying for the apartment. They were paying for the mom's caregiver, who the mom actually is in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She plays Harriet Wenger at the end of the movie.
But the uncle comes by and is like, how long you think that's going to last?
Right. That's
Let me know if you know what I do, or, you know, come talk to me. I want to help you.
Right.
And he slides her an envelope, and, you know, envelope means pick.
He also says not everything. Good. Well, he goes, not everything's an accident.
Yeah.
And in the envelope, there's pictures of the dude from the ballet, and then
the replacement,
like the understudy, I guess, for her.
Yeah.
What do they call that? What's the gal that
the
like,
understudy?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there's a ballet term.
But I mean, as an actress, there's always like a backup actress.
Yeah, an understudy. It's a replacement. Yeah. An actress, it would be an understudy. I don't know if ballet has a different name. If they do, it's kind of like the KGB. We don't care. Don't tell us.
So it was a setup, and there's like a tape of her saying, you know,
there's
you're
an
good,
audio recorder.
Like, don't worry about it.
What we've done is,
and she's been jealous because she could never get a role, and so she Tanya Harding.
She does. Yeah. Well, has her.
Wow. This was like, I didn't. I don't watch the trailers, of course, and so I knew this was going to be some kind of a spy or like a whatever type of thing, and I was like,
the spy who effed me?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, is she already a badass and she's undercover as a ballerina? I'm like, I didn't know how it was going to play out. But it's like in this first scene, before she gets into any crazy Russian government stuff, she apparently has this terrible temper. And when she finds this out, she goes with her cane into the steam room.
I dug this scene a lot.
And she just, I mean, I thought she killed them both. Yeah, I thought they're both dead. She
deserved it.
We should say that like she goes to watch them practice. They go into the steam room and these two are they're banging each
other.
They're
doing it.
And she takes her cane and just beats the bejesus out of both of
them.
Yes. Yeah. And then she's just like, yeah, we're done. And then walks out.
Yeah.
So when she gets back home, it's on the news that they were attacked and her mom is like collapsed in the bathroom. And she's like, they pulled the caregiver. And she was just, Jennifer Lawrence at the point is like, fine.
She's got to go see the uncle.
So she goes to see the uncle, and the uncle
is her dad's brother.
Right. She's just, the uncle kind of says, he's like, be here at this time, and you're going to get trained to be a. I don't think
no,
they call
the
it.
No, the first operation. And so,
oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
First thing
he
does, all you need to do is this one thing. And she like is hesitant. She doesn't really want to get into this crazy stuff, but he's like, this guy liked you. He was at the ballet.
You have to play into his, you know, what he likes. Yeah, and then all you have to do is get him to talk to you, get him up to the room, and switch his phone.
Swap his phone.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. And she was just like, that seems fair enough.
Yeah.
And I do like, her scar is gnarly. Like, I, you know, that was a pretty cool looking scar.
Yeah.
So she goes to the hotel. She works her magic.
Yep.
She immediately gives him exactly the kind, like, he says he likes broken things. He likes to be able to be the hero in his own mind, like, to save this girl. So they go up to his room and he immediately attacks her.
Yeah.
Like he's going after her. He has her strip and she strips. And of course
he's Harvey Weinstein and up the joint.
He definitely like without wearing a bathrobe.
Right.
Like, yeah. So
pretty uncomfortable.
One of the things I've always found weird in movies, right, is the ability to tear off a woman's to tear them off.
You don't know how to do that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Never done that in my life. Also, I've also been yelled at, like, don't tear those.
Well, yeah, because they're like $30 each, yeah.
But I was just like, oh, geez.
That's a movie thing for sure.
It has to, like, I feel like there's Velcro on one side.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure there is.
No, he's not, like, risking, like cutting them or something.
No,
like, you know,
just
like,
tearing them off. Yeah. Like, that's not a thing. So he rapes
her.
Man,
this was
hard. Like, this was
hard to watch.
Hard to watch.
You see.
Difficult.
Difficult. Thank you, Tom.
It was
thank
difficult.
You. Yeah, it's difficult to watch.
So she sees that the window's open.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this guy with a motorcycle helmet is standing over this guy and fiber wires
and
him.
Uses a karat, is what it is, like with a fiber wire and just kills him.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I mean,
blood
this,
everywhere.
This was an Eli Roth right here. Yeah. I mean, you see it. They don't pull away. You see it cut into the throat and blood is dripping on her face. Like,
yeah,
it
her face
was
and her chest.
Insane.
And she's covered in blood. And like the
face, neck, and chest.
Face. Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Kevin Smith. Hope you're feeling better. I know you listen to this podcast. So.
Oh, yeah. He's a big fan.
Hey, Kev.
Huge fan. Huge fan.
Glad you're doing well.
Glad
Kev.
You're doing well. So, man, that was scary.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh, God.
I was just telling a couple of people the other day that, you know, because he's not that old. And, like,
I don't think he's 50.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that old at all. And so I always imagine, I mean,
he's my
age.
40. No, he's my age. We're like born like a month
apart.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So he's in his 40s and I grew up with all this stuff and I have never imagined a world without Kevin Smith. Like I'm used to listening to all his podcasts and everything and like, you know, okay, if in 30, 40, 50, whatever, you know, I don't want
there's
to
gonna
happen.
There's going
to
come a time when there's
going to obviously
be a
time,
right?
But when that happened, it was like, oh my gosh, like we almost lost.
I was working that night and like it just happened to pop up on my Instagram feed and I was just like, wait, like it was his post and I was like, what happened? And it was terrifying.
So I'm glad he's 100%
right. Blockage. That's insane. So they whisk her away and they realize that she realizes she's effed.
Yeah, like, so she knows too much now. They've taken out this diplomat businessman guy,
right? And she's the only witness to it. The other guy is like a bad dude. Like that's a given. So they pretty much con her into going to Red Sparrow School. I don't know what else to call it.
It's called like State School 4
right,
or something
whatever.
Like that. So but the uncle says you have two choices. He says, you know what I do. And she's like, I can't believe you got me into this. And he's like, you know. And so
they send her to It's called Humpworts.
Well, they even the other girl that is a graduate calls it like whore school.
Yeah.
She said,
she's like, you sent me to whore school. Right. That's what she says later.
So he says, you have two options. And he's like, I can only protect you so much. You have a certain set of skills and you're perfect for this line of work.
You're smoking hot and you're a raging bitch.
You're perfect.
Those are your skills.
Yeah. And he's like, or you're also the only person that knows what happens. So make your choice.
You choose.
So she goes to Humpworts.
And your mom has a CPDS.
Is that what it is?
Cinematic plot device syndrome.
Perfect. That's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah, yeah. The nondescript disease that doesn't...
Right.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
So we should say that while this is going on, Joel Edgerton is a CIA agent in Russia as
Another
well.
Actor who's always so good. Joel always Edgerton good. Is awesome.
Yeah, I like that guy
Uncle
a lot.
Uncle Owen, I'm glad that you've made it.
You turned that... He hadn't done anything before that, so he was
first time
to...
I ever saw him was Uncle Owen in episode one. That's the only
that's
time.
True. No. Episode three. Was he in episode one?
I don't know. Maybe it was
he
three.
He would have been episode three because they dropped off the baby to Uncle Owen.
Oh, do they? Okay, fine. Yeah. Just the young Uncle Owen. That was Joel Edgerton. And I mean, he's just so good in everything. It's like he's always
he's also
on.
A good director.
Yeah, what did he direct? I can't remember.
Ghost Story, I think, or It Comes at Night, maybe? Maybe It Comes
did
at Night.
Did he direct It Comes at Night?
I think so.
Because I know he started.
That's what they almost called this.
Oh. Well, no, because they're like, but it's not just at night. So.
Yeah, right. And the afternoon.
That's why they didn't call it that. Yeah.
So he's doing he has a mole in the Russian government and he's doing like a,
luckily it was a benign.
Yeah. Mole.
I just want to cut it off and make
guacamole. I just watched that the other day.
Is that Ben Savage or Fred?
Fred.
Where he's just like, you know what? Just get him out of the
way. It's the Wonder Years kid. Yeah. I just watched that movie the other day. It had been a long time. It's a very funny movie. It's the third one.
Yeah, the third one's
It's a
bad.
Very I funny like movie. I, you know, and Michael Caine is his dad, the perfect dad for Austin Powers. Like, because I was like, oh, it's going to be real stupid. I haven't seen this in a long time. And I'm like, this was a very quotable movie.
Oh,
I remember
my
in
God,
high school,
yeah.
Gold member, you know, with all the, you know, smoking a pancake, bonging a blitz, you know, and just all the lines, mold, the mold. Yeah, it's like, this movie's super quotable. So if you haven't seen Gold member in a while, it's
like
very
it.
Funny.
Is that
movie.
The, which one? Is that the one with Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Is the second one with Heather Graham?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the first one was
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who like
might have had a crush on her.
Might have. Yeah. I don't know what Hugh Grant was thinking. Like
what an
idiot.
What, who knows what any of those guys are thinking that do weird stuff that I've smoked.
Was it Jude Law? Was it Jude Law that was shacked up with Sienna Miller?
Yeah, and they
was,
all
like,
banging the nanny or something.
So
you
stupid.
Idiot. So yeah. So he's doing a drop, like an information drop. All of a sudden, there's a cop car that pulls up, and like Joel Edgerton thinking, like, I don't want them to pick him up because it'll ruin everything. So he pulls his gun and
he's
fires.
He's been
like,
his asset for 3 years.
He
so.
Fires into the air or whatever, and the cops go after him.
And this guy's also been helping the United States, so he does not want him killed in prison because these guys, the bad guys, kill people. Like,
right? Yeah, it's
like
the
they're not like, they are not worried about it. So he's like, I don't want this guy that's been helping me for 3 years and been trusting me and all this. I don't want him to be taken in.
Right.
So and come to find out that it would have been okay, but he didn't know that.
No, he had no idea. Yeah. He reacted. He didn't know they were vice cops. Yeah. He didn't know they were just looking for a drug deal.
Yeah,
like he just did what he had to do.
Right.
So he goes back to the States. And they're just like, dude,
you're
done. Like, you're not going overseas anymore. And he's just like, look, man, I'm telling you, like, he's not going to talk to anybody else. He's only going to talk to me. You can do what you got to do, but this is the way it's going to work. And I don't know who that other guy. I've seen that other guy.
Yeah, his partner that goes with him.
Yeah, who I
like. We totally know that guy.
Like, I like that guy a lot.
We know that guy. I'll look it up while we're talking. But we do know that guy. He's a character actor that has been in stuff.
Right. So we go back to Russia, and we're going through Horwitz.
Yeah.
And
who is that actress?
So she was on the second season of Broadchurch. That's what I know her from. She was the prosecutor on that show.
Okay, just because I just saw it, you know, a few hours ago, and I didn't have time to totally.
But
do
I think
research.
She's like, there's a lot of these actors.
Yeah, she's Charlotte Rampling.
Should I know who that is?
Yeah, she's been in a ton of stuff.
I'm sure she has.
But I was like, who is that actress? But yeah, she is like, she puts these people
it's
through.
She's also like kind of nice. But flips that switch.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
she's manipulative,
women.
Just like,
I know, right?
Just like they're supposed to be. Like, she'll be your friend if she needs to be,
right.
But she is,
which is what they're training
to business,
them to do.
Right. So she goes to the school, and they're basically the whole point is to teach these sparrows. Their main mission is to manipulate the people sexually. So right. It's only the beautiful people. Charlotte Rampling says, you're here because you're beautiful.
But
you're,
what about the girl that was next to him? Like, that girl was so mousy.
Yeah, that didn't do it for me, but who knows? Maybe it was a weird bowl haircut or something. That.
Yeah, I guess they brought her, like, she could play a girl or a boy. Yeah. Which they kind of reference.
So, but so, I mean, they run them
through.
Well,
I mean, I think they also kind of reference it. Everybody, you never know who you're going to be up against and what their thing is.
I guess that's true.
So but they need it all time.
I agree. Like, this is where the movie, I really just started to hate the movie.
Interesting.
You hated this training.
Well, one, I know this is based on a book that was very well received.
Oh, trilogy.
Did they end up making three of them?
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
And they say that it goes pretty in depth about how spies work, and it's supposed to be fairly accurate. I would love to know if this stuff is really in the book, because I don't accept the premise that basically anyone they interact with, they can get horny and blackmail. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I guess
if it's
Jennifer
Lawrence.
It's
only hot people because they're... I mean, that's the whole premise of this.
I don't accept the premise. I don't accept the premise that, like, you can just send... you can teach a hot person some manipulation tricks and they can get anybody in the world to have sex with them. I just don't believe it.
But their targets already would have sex with them. They're just... I don't feel like
Then for it to work, you have to bank on the... For that to be effective, then you have to say that anyone that has information is someone that would go down that road with
them. I just think these type of agents only...
I think so the way I interpret it is these sparrows will clue into what you want,
right?
And then they will use that to extract, like, they'll get your trust and then they'll use that tactic to extract whatever information.
I guess the fact that they sent, like, if it was they're willing to have sex,
yeah,
to get it, like,
I think it's the sex part. I think it's the fact that they're
like, and but like
the one guy only wanted a daughter in the example, remember? Like, right. Like, they're giving different examples of what people could want.
That's the only non-sexual example they give. And it's coded as it's like they make you think it's sexual and then they're like, aha. But like anybody they bring into class for their little things, it's always like, you know, blow this dude, have sex with this person right in front of us. Everything is about, like, you need to have sex with these people to achieve your goal. And I just didn't interpret.
Yeah.
Why, I mean, she even calls it horror school?
Yeah,
like,
but I guess
these agents, I just feel like they're only sending these agents when in situations where that is effective. Like, I don't think these are the only.
What I think, they're not there to have, like, the sex is a thing. Like, that is a thing that they will get to.
Right.
But
I'm sure that there are people they send out who, if that's what they need to do, they'll do it.
Right.
I have no doubt about that. That's a potentiality. But you never see them teach them anything else.
That is true.
Like that's the only thing you ever see them get taught.
But she was there for a while, so...
But you never see the other stuff.
The only stuff they do show you is the sex stuff.
I think probably because that... I would guess, I'm just guessing that that's because those are Jennifer Lawrence's skills, and she's going to use them, so that's the part.
But she's not in a class by herself. Like, there's like 30 other people in the room that are teaching the same stuff.
Well, right, yeah. They're all, obviously, they're all sparrows. I don't know. It didn't...
But she needs to know how to do other things. And you never see them teach them that.
But you see it. It's so weird. You should say that because you do see stuff in the background. Like, you see them shooting at a firing range. You see them, like, running, like, you know, training. But that's true. The only thing they do show us is them boning. Sorry, I tried to stop myself.
Yeah. And so it's like,
I just think that's only relevant for, I mean, the 2-hour movie.
And I think that's what really turns me off about this movie, because I feel like it's trying to have it both ways.
Right.
It's like, isn't this awful? And also, isn't it hot?
Right.
And it's like, no, it's not hot.
It's not hot.
Yeah, no, it definitely was not one sex scene in this movie
that was hot.
Because there's one sex scene in the movie that's consensual.
No, there's two.
Okay, but with the same...
Right.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah, I wasn't counting the people in the steam room that got their ass handed to them. Like, but you're right. That's true. Yeah.
I never took...
It was hot literally because it was steam.
I mean, it's a very uncomfortable... Anytime that Jennifer Lawrence is in the school and there's nudity involved, which Jennifer Lawrence bears at all that you can bear in a rated R movie.
Nope,
I mean,
not
she,
all of it.
No, you can actually show the down there.
Yeah, they don't show that.
You've seen another rated R movie.
They showed a dude's junk.
Yeah, I know, but
they don't show hers.
They've shown female genitals in rated R movies before.
Okay, but like, I mean,
Basic Instinct.
That's a quick.
Still happens.
Still there.
Okay.
And
Jennifer
there's lots
Lawrence.
Of movies where you see like the pubic area with hair.
What was the one? What was the one with the? Oh dang it! With Rosario Dawson.
Let me just say, Jennifer.
Clerks 2.
It was not Clerks 2. Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence bears a lot. We'll just put
she
it
does.
That way.
And they,
what I'm saying is that
certain...
she shows more than we've ever seen. Like she
yes.
is very comfortable
and
with showing...
and in a lingering shot.
Yes, yes. Like, I mean she yes. is just there.
Right. It's
naked.
Not like
it's not like Affleck's wiener in Gone Girl.
Right. Yeah. It's not a quick right. glimpse. It's like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she again. She obviously worked out very hard. She knew what was being demanded of this role, and so like she is in top notch like athletic
yeah.
shape.
She's in MCU shape.
Yeah,
like that's I mean yeah. and I we keep saying that, but this is a Black Widow movie. Like the Black Widow, her backstory is she was raised in this assassin school. She was trained in the Red Room, and she went on to be the Black Widow. And
from 50
was,
Shades of Grey.
No.
Oh.
But that's, I mean, that's her story.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's
the
like,
timing of this is very interesting.
It is just crazy. I feel like they were like, oh yeah, they're really thinking of doing this Black Widow movie. We need to get this Red Sparrow
we
movie
need to get
made.
It out. Yeah. Right. So yeah, so she
graduates from horror school.
Well, is that like the two scenes in question is like she gets raped again. Well, she almost gets raped, and then she beats the bejesus out of that
yeah.
guy.
She knows how to handle herself, and even though she knows that like her life depends on her doing this stuff, it's like she is not just willing to do whatever. Like she
right.
she gives it, I mean, everything she has to defend herself and doesn't just give in.
She
and
snaps off like the handle.
A Kit Kat bar?
A kit, break me off a piece of that. Not
yeah.
snap off.
I'm yeah.
sorry. But yeah, she snaps off like a handle
yeah,
for the shower
crap
and just beats the
guy.
Crap out of
it. Which
is
awesome.
And luckily, cooler heads prevailed. They almost called the movie Red Snapper.
I'm glad they did not
yeah.
do that. That would have
been
super awkward.
God, that guy was such a creep dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally.
Man,
and then she totally puts him in his place where like...
This was great. And was,
I liked this scene a lot.
And I loved it because it goes into the entire thing they were teaching, and it's like, you know, what does this person want? What does this person want? And you think that he wants sex.
No.
But he doesn't. He wants power.
Well, because she's smarter than he is.
When he can't control her because he says, you do this. And she's like, no, you do this.
Right.
And then he can't even get it up because
right.
it's not him
when
in control.
When she's like, you know, degrading him in
yeah.
front of everybody.
That was a fantastic scene.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And he, and then like, you know, I did like, I, it was weird how the gal was just like, yeah, you did it wrong. And she was like, but no, she didn't. Like, she just didn't give him what he wanted.
Right. She
knew
called
him out.
She knew exactly what she needed to do.
Right.
She just did the opposite so she didn't have to have sex with
right.
him.
Yeah.
So she made her point. I know what to do.
Right. I'm just not going to let
him
do
it. But
yeah.
I'm not going to do that to prove it to you. I'll prove it to you in another way.
Right.
But speaking of Jeremy Irons,
hey,
so
he
is
a, like
another Russian agent. Yeah, he's kind of at the head of this organization or
right.
somewhere high up. And so he needs this operative to find out who Joel
the
Edgerton's... Yeah, who the mole is. And so he's like, she's perfect for it. She has the skills. Let's send her. And then so she gets, that's kind of her graduation there
right.
because they he
she
immediately
goes to Belfast
sends her.
And
yeah.
So what happens is back in the United States.
It's Budapest.
Yeah, back in the United States, they're just like, they call Edgerton back in. They're like, he won't talk to anybody. And he's just
it's like 8 months later.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah,
I told
you this 8 months ago.
He's like, so you need to go to Budapest. And
Budapest.
Like, Budapest. And like convince him to talk to me. And he was like, I'll try.
He's like, he's going to talk to me.
Yeah, he'll talk, but he'll talk to me. Yeah. So this is where we get
I'm
going to
go swim a lot.
Yeah. In tiny, like tiny shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been in Europe too long, buddy.
Right. Those are the, like, what's
in good shape. I mean,
that's fine.
It's not like he's got a big, at least he doesn't have like a big gut. You know, it's like the big guys wearing the Speedos. That you, it's like, oh,
it's almost,
you don't
it's
belong
the scene
in
Casino Royale, like when Daniel Craig
walks
out of the
water
and is like, Jesus.
And his boy shorts.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a man
did
wear.
You, did you know? Stuff those? Because yeah. holy guacamole. So she starts to like realize they're like, he likes blondes and he like, you know, he's. They're giving her information as to what he likes.
I mean, Joel Edgerton's always great. Jennifer Lawrence is always great. I like their back and forth because you're not quite sure how this is going to play out. I mean, I figured that they were going to work nicely, but still, I like them
he's
getting
also,
know each other.
He's also not dumb. Like,
yeah.
he's one
well,
step
this
ahead
is what
of her,
I like,
too.
Is that he's like, oh, you look good as a blonde or whatever, because he saw her tailing him
right, he's like,
as a brunette.
Weren't you on the train? She's
yeah.
like, no.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah,
was
it's nice
me?
That he's, like, instantly onto her.
Yeah. Right.
He's cool.
And so he, like, takes her ID, and he realizes who she is. So he while
gets a real identity.
While she's working, which was like she. So that's the thing is like she did that on purpose.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would she? If she's undercover, why would she put a real?
Because she was playing him from the get as well. So it was just like this back and forth.
Yeah,
and
that's
actually,
what
I
like because she's playing him because at first she is trying to do the Russian stuff.
Right.
Then she likes him and realizes the Russians are terrible. So now she's double crossing.
Yeah, she's
and so
triple crossing.
Yeah, it's
there's lots of crossing.
Yeah, but then yeah, it looks like she's triple crossing,
right, right.
But she's actually quadruple crossing.
Yes, it's so. a big cross. Yeah. All
so,
kinds.
I don't
of
know. I enjoy movies like this, and while it was slow at some points, I'm like I dug the back and forth and then man, that creepy uncle where the whole time you're like. You know he has the hots.
Well, it's
for
also
her,
like there were moments where I was like, "Does he want to bang her?"
Totally. Yeah.
And then they get to the scene where like she's messing with him hardcore,
it's, and it's his brother's daughter. So
right,
like
it's his niece.
That's yeah. I know, but I just mean by blood, like it's his brother's his blood brother's
right.
daughter. Like
right.
that's. It's not like, you know, oh, you're adopted, which I'm not saying is great, but still, it's like, okay, we're not related.
Not as bad.
But it's like, no, dude, that is
like, your it's
legit.
Your, it's,
your, like,
it's yours first
that's gross.
Generation
that's
niece.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, but she manipulates him with the things she's learned. So, like, I do like how it comes back around, and in the end, she even feeds him the line.
Right.
Because in the beginning, he says that you're like me. Like, you're going to be good for this job because
you're
just like me. And at the end, she's like, I'm just like you, aren't I?
Like
you know, and it's cool how it comes back around to that.
Right. So, yeah, so he's in Budapest, and she ends up getting placed there as, like, a teacher, of, like,
a,
I don't remember what she...
Oh, a translator.
A translator.
For the embassy.
Right, right. So then they start...
He's like, I haven't
like,
seen
they,
you at
they're
the embassy.
Kind of, they're kind of, like, you know, circling each other a yeah. little bit, and, like, she plays it off, and he plays it off.
Yeah.
And then we realize that, like, the gal who's her flatmate is also working. So she's working... What's that gal's name?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's Weeds, Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker, yeah. Where I was just like, oh, all right. Yeah. Like, there's Mary Louise Parker. So
she's been working her and being intimate with her. And
she's
and,
trying to get,
and
like, launch, like, nuke codes or something
like that on floppy disks.
On floppy
disks? I thought that was a very odd choice.
So, like, is it because they're so low tech that they can't be?
I was kind of thinking that people, like, not a lot of people would even be able to play those. Like, computers do not have disk drives and have not for a decade, right?
Right.
So, like, even to get a disk drive, like.
I took it as, like, it was so low tech. That it was high tech,
like you can't steal it,
right?
You can't, like
you can't copy
like
it.
Like you use like a mobile phone
you can't
from
use
1998.
The, like,
exactly,
download
it won't have GPS. It won't,
yeah,
have,
exactly.
It won't have any of that. That's kind of the way
that
I
must
took
be
it.
Why. But I, when I saw floppy disk at first, when they
really,
started this plan with the drawer, I'm like, are those floppy? And then they pulls them out like those were floppy
those
disks.
Those are absolutely floppy disks.
Yeah,
that hold like a
1.44 megabytes.
Well, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, like
would
I
you
mean,
put your glasses up.
You would have needed like
computer guy. I do know
what could have possibly been on there that would be. Important.
I have no idea.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, it was just like a, like 45 Word documents.
Well, I mean,
so
I mean,
the way I took
text
it is like
and codes don't take up any space.
Yeah.
So they
yeah,
were,
the
those were codes
yeah.
for things.
For
yeah.
whatever they need.
Launch yeah. codes or whatever. Yeah. No, I mean, you can put, I mean, tons. I mean, you can put entire books in on a floppy disk.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't take up anything.
So let me think. Okay. So she goes to meet with like the detective or the chief of police, and he's super creepy to her. So she
oh,
immediately
yeah, that
knows
guy. There's
like,
a lot of creep dogs in this.
They're
the men
all
in this,
creep dogs,
the men
except
in this
for Joel
movie.
Edgerton and
yes.
his partner.
And
like,
Joel Edgerton
that's
is
it.
Like a Boy Scout. I mean, he yeah. is like the best guy.
It's interesting
ever.
You should say that. Cause I did think at one point he wouldn't have made a bad Captain America.
Oh yeah.
He would have
yeah.
made a pretty good Captain
oh,
America.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's good. But yeah, we said that. But anyway, yeah. Oh, and also I was just having flashbacks. The codes or whatever on like 7 floppy disks. You used to, when you installed programs or games,
like,
had to put in
extra.
7 disks. Yeah. Like I'm talking about like the Rocky and Bullwinkle screensaver was like a 7 disker. Please insert disk 7.
Right, right.
For the Rocky and Bullwinkle screensaver.
And I also think this was half of the code.
Yeah, and that was I feel like they were expecting the whole thing, and she was doing one of those like I get the money,
right.
I'll bring you half the codes, which I mean that's a smart play.
Yeah,
don't kill me and take the codes,
right,
and the
right,
money,
right,
right, right. So
okay, so she's working Joel Edgerton. Mm-hmm. Joel Edgerton has all the information on her, so they're just kind of going back and forth, and yeah. he's like, I can turn her. Like this is not normal. Yeah. Like,
he's
she,
trying to convince
she
the
is
U.S.
not a normal agent. Yeah. Like we can turn her. We can have an agent on the inside.
Yes, he's so, CIA. And he's convincing them, and they're like, but if she is a Red Sparrow, this elite group, like, she
is
the worst
you?
Person that we...
I also like where the partner is just kind of like, you know, if she's a Sparrow, like, there's no way
Like,
she,
funny line.
He goes, she has to be a sparrow because she's so far out of your league.
Yeah.
That, like, this is ridiculous. And I like the partner. Like, I thought the partner
was
funny.
Yeah. That was, I like that part.
Yeah. So he's working, like, he kind of, I'm trying to think, does she get, so she tells the roommate, so she okay, that's what it is. So, well, the roommate's out. She goes into the roommate's dorm, like her room, and finds all the information on the assistant to
the chief of staff,
the U.S. senator. So she knows she has to, like, the brother shows up. She has to give him information. Like, she's got to give him something. And she's just like, look, she and I are both working on this thing.
She steals all the information.
Right. And the gal comes out and she was like, are you out of your mind? Like, I've been working that case. You're not going to take that from me. And she was just like, sorry.
No, she's like, you'll get credit for it. I need more time because she's trying to play the
Joel Edgerton.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to become a part of that. But the Russians need to know she's working on him.
Right.
So she's playing the Russians by working with Joel Edgerton, but she needs that time. So she had to give up that info.
The info. Right.
She
divulges the fact that she's like, I'm the only one.
The one thing that her life and her family, everything's being threatened because of this one thing she knows. She tells someone?
Well, I also, like, I thought that was a ploy on her part. She's like, I can take her out by giving this information.
I don't think she's the type of person. I think this, she was brought into this life against her will, and she isn't just killing people to, like, do that.
Right. So anyway, she comes back home. And
this is gnarly because
is dead.
We got the torture king with his skin peeler.
Oh my God.
And it's just like slicing layer after layer.
We don't see that yet. Like, we just know that there's layers.
But we
missing.
Do.
You see a wound on her, but you don't know what it is. Right, but there's like a perfectly like rectangular wound on her leg. And then you see it later.
Yes, you
do. And then you're like, oh, that's what happened.
That was gross.
Yeah.
So does she go? So she gets questioned by the cops. And then is this where she goes to Edgerton?
And the cops are like, you know, what do you know about this, that, and the other? And she's like,
I don't know anything.
I don't know about her, whatever. And so they let her go. You know, okay, I'm going now. And
okay, so this is where you think, so she goes to Edgerton, and she's like, they killed her. And he's just like, you can work with us. Like, if you keep doing your thing, work with us. And she was just like,
I will protect you.
She's like, I need $250,000. You know, she keeps doing all of this money issue. While you're watching, you're just like, because she's doing all these things, right? So she goes to Edgerton's apartment and takes a glass, where I'm just like, man, now she's setting him up for something.
Yeah.
And they take,
oh man, I do love it when it comes around.
When it comes
but
at the end, I was
it.
Like, dang,
I
like, that was cool.
I liked what they do here. Like,
right. So she goes to this bank, and she's going to Vienna
to open an account.
Yet? Are we there yet? So anyway, she hooks up with Edgerton. Yeah, right. And this was a scene I was like, that's pretty hot. Like, it was a good little scene.
He must just be magical because it's like 7 seconds and she's done. I mean, that was really quick.
I thought he was done.
She was done for sure. Well. I just thought most love scenes go on for a bit. She goes on top of him and it's like 7 seconds. She's like, and leaves.
Yeah, he's like,
I can explain what happened. Yeah, I can. So, in Russia, right, they don't have baseball.
So they don't know
so
any better.
So
she couldn't think about baseball, right? And so,
okay.
You know, happens to the best of us.
That's true.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
So then he bails, right? Like, he leaves?
Well, we don't
know
where he went. Okay. We find out later. But he's gone in the morning, and he's gone for another day, and, like, no one knows. So we're thinking, like, oh,
did he get pinched?
Is he dead? Whatever.
Right.
I thought she was going to find him dead then later. I wasn't sure where that was going. We come to find out that his contact has made
reemerged.
Yeah, so
he comes now the government knows that the contact is back out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to Vienna, and I don't know. Remember why they're going to Vienna?
Because of that Billy Joel song.
Is that why?
I'm pretty sure.
Old Vienna.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
No, those are sausages. Those are chips. Old
are
Vienna
those?
Was chips.
So what are Vienna sausages?
But they're not old Vienna sausages.
Oh, you're right.
They were old. You don't eat. Don't eat an
don't
old
eat an
sausage.
Old Vienna sausage.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Was this before or after he went to the Downeaster, Alexa?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So, yeah. So she goes to Vienna and she asked her brother her uncle for $250,000. Because, like, I need this money to
get
everything set up.
Yeah.
She asked the Americans for $250,000,
$30,000.
But it turns into 250, right?
30, she starts 000. With 30.
But she goes up to 250.
And then she later jacks it up. But, it, right. but at first 30. It's 30.
That's right. So she goes to this bank in Vienna and she like uses her skills to like talk the cute exec or the cute like banker.
Bank teller
to open like after hours to open these accounts. And he does. And we don't see that again.
Yeah, they have coffee. It's cute. It's
right.
A meat cute.
It's a meat cute. So then,
which is better than a meat peeler.
Also true.
Yes. Much better.
Much better. So I'm trying to think after that, what happens after that?
So they go meet with Mary Louise Parker.
That's right. So they go to,
and they do the floppy disk switcheroo.
But you've also, now at this point, we should say she set up her chief.
Yeah.
When a good, like it, this has, it's weird. It has like hints of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo in it. A, because it's in Eastern Europe and that movie was hard. It was in Sweden. But like
Sweden.
I'm not going to do that every time. But like this character is kind of like Elizabeth Salander, where she's always one step ahead of everybody. So she goes to the strip joint that her boss, that this guy likes to frequent. She kind of,
oh, this is, man,
it's a
this
good
is
scene.
Good.
Like, I like the scene.
This interaction between those two is really good.
She's
where
dressed
you think,
to the
she's
nines.
Like, I do need a friend. You
this
know?
Is the, okay.
And then all of a sudden she starts like stroking him up on top of his pants. But then she's like, you need someone that can handle
your tiny
prick
penis.
Or whatever.
And he blasts
and
her in the face.
Beats her, yeah. But then she's like, see that camera behind me?
I've got you dead to rights.
Yep. Oh,
this was a good scene.
Yeah. And that's where she goes to Edgerton's house because she's all busted up on the face.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're setting up Mary Lou. So it's her, and then I think that's how the roommate dies. Is she goes to the boss and she's like, "Do you want to find a way to get rid of her?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And I think she tells the boss, like, they're gonna.
Yeah,
set
I had her. Trouble following that because she died so soon after. Because I thought that was really gonna come into play, but
she
after
tells him about the meat.
Oh, about the meat.
Yeah.
I thought she told him about the death thing, and I'm like, well, what? That didn't really.
No,
come.
She tells him about the meetup.
Okay,
in
it was the meetup. Okay, got
yeah.
it.
So Jennifer Lawrence's character tells Joel Edgerton, she's like, look, we're going to meet here. Yeah. We're going to
so
exchange
Edgerton
the codes.
And his partner in a different room doing the security thing,
doing
just
the
like,
thing.
Yeah, doing the stakeout in the other room.
Right. So they're downstairs, and then here comes the police chief, and she's just
he comes
like,
out of nowhere.
What are you doing? They're going to blow this
she's
thing.
Like, oh,
get up to the
you
room.
Need, I thought I could help you. And she's like, yeah, you get up there. And there they see him come on the camera. They're like, why is this guy here?
Right,
like, what is
right,
happening?
Right.
So, and at first, then I'm like, is there going to be a freaky three-way thing going on? Like, at first, I was just like, because this is all sexual, and I'm
right.
like, why is there another guy in there? How are they going to get out of this?
It was not good.
But no, she goes up and she copies diskettes and or
well,
she
switches
swaps
the discs.
Them. She swaps them.
Yeah,
she says she's checking them.
Right,
and then
they
down to the wire. She switches the last one, and they're like,
right.
we gotta go.
So they leave. Mary Louise Parker kind of stays behind and has like a weird scene by herself.
Well, she's supposed to stay there for an hour and she says, screw it, for lack of a better
right.
word, and just leaves before the hour. Then she's being tailed.
Right. And then
she drops the bag and walks
then
into the street.
She gets hit by a bus.
It's like the, it's like one of those like Final Destination.
It was. I was shocked. Yeah. I literally was like, oh.
Katie right. jumped big time. She was like, oh my God, I did not expect her to get hit by a bus.
So now everybody's scrambling because they don't have her as a witness.
Yeah,
they don't have
the other discs.
They don't have the other discs. And I think,
because the U.S. was supposed to get her, and then the Russians needed the data.
That's
so
right.
So it screwed
that's
everything
right.
up. And then this is where
they kidnap
the
her.
Torture
they
scene
her.
Happens. And it is
it's
another,
brutal.
It is very brutal. Like some crazy water torture where she's naked and they're just pouring water.
Pour
and,
water.
And
oh,
blasting.
I thought it was a Flashdance reference. Yeah.
They're blasting like Rammstein or
yeah.
whatever. It's just like total.
That was, yeah, it's a sensory
overload. Yeah.
yeah, and then they're like they hammer nails into her hands and they take like a pillow, a very thin pillow, and
it's
take
like
a billy club
there, like,
and just beating the bejesus
oh,
out
man.
Of her.
It's rough,
and she won't give up any information.
No,
she's just like I didn't give up
she's
the
like,
American.
No,
I
did not
it.
Give.
I did
yeah.
not. I did not.
Then I they, did not.
I did not.
I did not give her up.
Oh, hi, Mark. So
Oh, hi, Uncle.
So then the gal like turns this monitor around and it's the police.
This is
chief.
Good manipulation right
yeah.
here. This is really good.
She's like, you know, they show the same
she
thing.
Says to him, last chance, did you do this? He says
no.
Boom.
Bam.
Shoots him in the head.
Blows his brains out.
And then
out.
She does the same thing with her. I'm like, that's some good psychological
manipulation. And she says
no. Yeah.
I didn't.
But she sticks to
I
it.
I didn't do it.
And then she just takes her gun.
You might as well stick to it. You already know if you tell them what they want to hear, they're going to kill you.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, no difference.
That's pretty simple linear logic.
Right.
But it's good. I mean, she's a badass, and she plays this thing very well. I mean,
perfectly.
And again, think about it. Like, going back to Mother, where we talked about, like, of all the things in that movie we didn't like, but, like, her performance and her going through that terrible experience and everything, like in this movie being tortured and everything, you see it on her face.
Oh,
you
yeah.
feel it. Like, she's a wonderful actress. She is so good.
She will be in over the next. Yeah. She'll be the next Meryl Streep.
I was going to say, she's going to be in that class.
I don't know about that.
Longevity.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's going to be like,
she can't lose her. I don't feel like she can lose herself in a role the way Meryl Streep.
But when you think Meryl Streep is like one of the best actresses, Jennifer Lawrence is going to, you already think like, wow, Jennifer Lawrence, she's good and everything, right? Like,
I think it's going to come. I think it's going to be Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence, the gal from
Saoirse.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
She's so good.
You'll see these are the gals that are going to be sticking. Who's the gal from Lupita Nyong'o? Who is the other gal from not Hidden, how was it say Hidden Figures? Taj
Mahal.
No.
Taraji P. Henson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
she's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she's
we're
awesome.
Going to see that.
She's good
see,
and everything. You know. Was she in the Terrence Howard movie? Is that what she was in?
What Terrence Howard movie?
You know, the Hard Out There for a Pimp one? The
Hustle she
and
may
Flow?
Have been.
Was she in that?
She
I
may
feel
have
like
been
she.
In that.
I can't. It's been a long time. I really like that movie. But,
yeah, that's a good movie.
But I feel like that's maybe where I first saw
she
her.
She may have been
but
in
I can't remember. It's been a while.
So she.
So the uncle comes in and is like, you need to tell us the truth.
You.
And she's like, I did not. Yeah. And so he's like, this is what you're going to do. And says, we need to get the mole. Like,
right.
You
right.
have this guy. And so now you're thinking, okay, now, I mean, you really don't think she's going to double cross Joel Edgerton, but
no.
The Russians are thinking she's playing along. If you let me go after being tortured, like, you didn't kill me. So
he'll
obviously, he'll believe me. So she is able to infiltrate.
Right.
And very shortly later, Skin Graft McGee.
So we should say that there's a scene where Jennifer Lawrence goes to her uncle's apartment, and like he walks in and she's sitting there, and this is where she manipulates him. Well, like I gotta tell you, it was gross, but I was just like,
she's good.
That was good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I mean, because he always kisses her on the cheeks, and he obviously has this creepy hard on for her.
She leans in just close enough. She leans in. She does the Will Smith thing from Hitch. Where he's like, I go 90, you go 10.
Yeah.
So like she goes 90 and lets him come to her.
She kisses both cheeks and then goes straight
doesn't,
on.
Doesn't pull away. They're right there. And he leans into her though. Like she doesn't lean into
he
him.
He wants it, obviously.
He leans into her.
And we know that.
Right,
we know he's
right.
a creep dog. That's,
so we've already got.
But
like,
then she just walks away after that little make-out session.
We suspected. But
yeah,
like,
now
this
that's
is,
the confirmation.
Like this is confirmation.
Right.
Yeah. Where you're like, okay, whatever happens to this guy, I'm good.
Perfect. Whatever happens is great. Yeah. So she goes to Edgerton. Or does she go to?
I mean, she goes to Edgerton, and then that guy shows up pretty quickly after. Because I remember it being like, "Oh wow!" Like she tells them that they beat me, and he's like, "Okay, we're gonna protect you, whatnot." And then like the next day,
they sleep together.
Yeah,
and then
he's being tortured.
Well,
by
she
that
wakes
guy.
Up.
She wakes up to him being
gone.
Tortured.
Yeah,
and she goes into Russian mode.
Yeah,
where she helps him tie him down.
And this was a good quadruple cross because then
this
he
was
thinks
a good
she's
thing,
playing. I mean, she thinks
the look
that,
on his face
when
she starts tying him down and the way
but
she
that was
looks
good.
At
she
him,
snaps into action and starts because she knows that she has to play along.
Right.
And I, as the audience, we knew. I knew she wasn't.
I gotta tell you, in the scene, I wasn't
really?
Sure.
I knew she wasn't, but I was really. I was like, but boy, she's really willing.
But
to
it's
commit.
Good,
because she ends up torturing him.
Yeah.
She uses the meat peeler.
We don't see it though, and I almost wondered. Just in my head, I'm thinking
he was screaming.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Like that. I don't think he was in a state of mind to fake that.
Okay, okay.
And I gotta tell you, this is a really good Bourne style fight. Like I liked this fight between all of them a lot. Like there's
it's a
really good fight. Like and
oh with the slashing of the Achilles tendon.
Well like and she gets her
oh.
arms up and like she's got wounds across her forearms.
Oh, yeah. They all get sliced.
Yeah, it was a good
she gets sliced in the midsection, he gets sliced in the arm and the chest or something. I mean, they get there this is a really good bloody fight.
It's a
fight
really
scene.
Good scene.
So, it's a bloody good bloody fight
it's
scene.
It's a bloody good fight scene.
Yes.
So we finally she's torturing Joel Edgerton and then she turns.
Yeah, she like hits him in the head with the peeler
and
thing.
And then she kills
and gets
him.
A knife and then they struggle and
they're fighting and Edgerton breaks loose and they're all
and
fighting.
She ends up putting that knife right into the side of his head eventually.
Edgerton's like, "Thanks."
Yeah, I was like, "I don't know."
It's a good kill and
I
then
like
but
her
he is
too.
Like in the
like,
corner like
yeah.
And she's crawling to him and it's
what is
it's
he
like
doing?
A, He is just in the. I mean, he is taken. I mean, he
yeah,
has
they're
been
all taken
swiped
out.
And stabbed. I mean, they're all. In
He's
a
been
path.
Stabbed in the yeah. gut, in the side. Ooh. Like it's bad. And so she wakes up in a hospital, and she's kind of making her way. And then
she has a
comes,
visitor.
Yeah, here comes Jeremy Irons.
And this I
who
never
I didn't
saw
expect
coming
at all. I thought it was the brother. I thought it was the uncle. Yeah. That's who I thought.
I mean,
it was
did
initially.
You suspect Jeremy Irons?
Was, no, I wasn't. This I was pretty okay. disengaged.
But
I
was like,
wasn't trying to solve
so I'm
it.
Like, wait a minute. Did the Russians find them? And right. now they're right. So I thought that, but no, they were in Budapest or wherever still.
And he gives his
and
story.
And Jeremy Irons gives the story. And
where he's just
like,
my wife was sick. The only doctor that could help her was at the American embassy, and the Russians refused to let that doctor help her, and they killed
so
my wife.
He's got a vendetta against
so
them.
So he says, he's like, now you know, and you can either keep it to yourself.
No, he says, like,
oh, what I want you to do is tell
I'm going
to
die pretty soon, eventually, one
you
way
tell
or another.
Them, and you will be a hero, and you can take my spot.
You are the perfect person to keep doing my work.
Right.
And so they leave it at that. They never really agree, but you're like, okay, so she's going to turn this guy in.
Right, so she turns him in.
Because otherwise the
like
Russians
Russian
are going to kill them all. So she, yeah. So Jeremy Irons, I mean, this is a really good scene where he's like getting drunk and smoking a cigar.
It's a good
he leaves
scene.
His door unlocked.
Because he knows it's coming.
It's really, yeah. So it's, I really liked the way yeah. that is. And they just leave it at that where they,
and you just assume he's
that
dead.
He's dead. Right.
Right.
And then,
then we find out that there's an exchange where the Americans will exchange Jennifer Lawrence for the mole.
Yeah.
And so they're, she's kind of talking. She's like, I really hope, like Joel Edgerton's walking her in the middle of this airfield. And she's like, I hope you understand one day what I had to do. And he was just like, fuck you. Like, you like shaved inches of skin off my back.
But no, but
like,
he also thinks that she, I mean, she compromised his,
right.
the person he cared about.
Absolutely.
So he is not happy with
no,
her.
No, like, not
she's
at
like,
all.
You gave him up. I don't know how you did it, but you.
But you did. Yeah. And that's fine.
And
like,
he's not happy.
Whatever.
And they were romantically involved and he really liked her, but he's like, no, you played me. And
right.
And all that. And she's like, you'll understand.
I do
like
that they didn't both throw away their careers for the other person.
Yeah.
Like their careers yeah. were still intact. They were into each other, but they weren't willing to throw away their careers yeah. for the person. Or at least he wasn't. Like
yeah.
he wasn't
oh, yeah.
willing to throw away his career for her.
Right. It wasn't a cliche like that. I mean,
no,
they did
yeah.
what they had to do.
So
you know.
As they're walking, they're like, take the bag off of his head so we can confirm the identity. And they take the bag off. And it's the uncle.
It's not Mads Mikkelsen.
And I was just, not Mads Mikkelsen. That's it's Mads Mikkelsen's brother.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh.
It's Mads Mikkelsen.
It's Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen is also Mads Mikkelsen.
Well,
he's always
Mads
a bad
Mikkelsen's
guy.
Amazing.
No, he
not
is.
Not always.
When was he not a bad guy?
Rogue One.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, and Valhalla Rising.
He's not a
kind
bad guy.
Kind of an anti-hero.
Then?
I mean, he all is right. the hero of this.
Yeah, I guess that's yeah. true.
But kind of anti-hero because he is kind of like a bad guy.
That's a good movie, though.
But it doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
I was just thinking the same thing.
By the way, he is so good. He's
yeah,
one of my favorite
great.
Actors.
If you
yeah.
haven't seen Hannibal.
I haven't.
Like, holy guacamole.
That whole season was like $30. I should have bought it, but I just
you
don't.
Need to, no, do it all. Because like, it's
what?
Great.
That's
the
what
whole,
I'm saying.
Whole,
I should have bought
oh,
it. To,
I thought you said season.
The whole, no, all the seasons were like $30.
Oh, that's a deal.
Total. So I was like, I should have on Blu-ray,
really
but there will be a deal again.
So good. Yeah. How that show was on network TV.
Isn't that crazy?
I'll
I've heard
never
some
understand.
I've
like,
never watched
it.
I've heard great things, but I never watched
it's
it.
A, it's an HBO show or Showtime show, yeah. and they do like premium cable stuff
yeah,
on that
it's
show.
Very
where it's
violent,
like,
apparently.
It was a summer show, I guess.
I guess that's
no,
true.
So this is where we see every clue that's
it's,
been right in front
the,
of our face.
It's the Ocean's 11 like,
the Scooby-Doo.
Rewind.
Oh,
it is Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo they literally
yeah.
pulled the thing off the guy's head to reveal him
yeah.
and then said how they did it.
Those crazy kids.
And he said, I wouldn't have get away with it. I
right.
would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for my
crazy
niece.
My crazy niece.
That's what they, yeah.
So we go back and we see that.
And then she called him Mr. McGillicuddy. And I was like, that's
yeah,
that's weird. I don't remember that being his name.
So we go back and we see that there's a phone call to the I don't know who that guy was. They never say
he's
who that
like
guy
the
was.
Very head of the
this
Russian state, whatever.
He's yeah. the head of the not KGB,
right? And he says, we know who the mole is. So we
yeah,
go
this
back
is good,
and we
yeah.
see that like she took the cup that she used from Edgerton that she just took yeah. from Edgerton's place.
And their training teaches them to mark people for 3 weeks with
right.
this chemical.
The chemical.
And so Edgerton, they were tracking
she
with this stuff.
So you think she's marking him, Edgerton, to turn
to
on
screw
him,
yeah.
but she's been marking him to not screw
yeah,
him, basically.
Yeah. But she also did screw him.
Yes, sort of.
As it, she was trying.
Oh,
no, she screwed him.
No, she did.
No, she screwed yeah. him. While
like
she,
in the good way.
While
right,
you
right,
thought
right.
she was trying to screw
in
him, but she was
way.
Actually not screwing him. So
right,
it's very
right.
confusing.
So his, there's a cup in her uncle's apartment with Edgerton's fingerprints all over it.
Yeah.
There's a bank account that has been set
oh,
up.
Oh, so good. That Vienna bank account was set up in the uncle's name
right.
to frame him. I mean, and
with,
so
with a $30,000 deposit from the U.S. government.
Yeah.
That she, so
everything
I did like
that the, leads, and he's been meeting with Edgerton, who they've been following. They know Edgerton. They've known he is the CIA guy working with the mole.
Right.
We know that's the asset. Right. So like everything comes together so nicely here.
And then I do like where
you see the meeting. With
even the partners are like, holy crap, they booked him.
Yeah.
And everybody's just. And even like I was just like they did,
wow.
Like they totally screwed him.
Yeah,
they screwed him.
And
so
you
bad.
See the scene where he goes to not KGB leader,
right?
And fearless leader. Can we call him fearless leader?
Leader. Yeah.
So they go into who is fearless leader? He's I know that guy. He's been in stuff, right?
Oh, he's
I
mean, in all kinds.
Yeah,
of stuff.
He's yeah, very known.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't think of the name, but so they show him going to the office, and they kind of say, "Oh, we got the mole," and he's like, "Oh, great,
who is
know?
It?"
Yeah, and so they go
he's
through
like,
all
oh,
these
by
clues,
the way.
And
he was just like, "God dang it!"
And he knew he just
like
knew.
It's my. He's like, "You know, it's my niece. My niece did this."
Yeah, and yeah, and so, but it's weird because he also still does have this kind of respect. I feel like,
right,
even though he's being framed, he doesn't fight that much, and he tells her on the runway, he says, "You killed me," and she's like,
"You killed me,"
and she's like. I am just like you, aren't I, Uncle?
And then there's a sniper off in the distance, and they blow the brother's brains out.
Yeah.
She becomes a hero, and
she's decorated.
She's
so it's
decorated,
like a general or whatnot.
And that's kind of how it ends.
And so you know that she's. And again, this is based on
and
trilogy.
She, yeah.
So I don't know if this is exactly where the first ends. So maybe there's more about her
what
being
did this
on
one
the inside.
Make, out of curiosity? Do we even know like what this one did for the weekend?
We can look it up.
Okay.
But I really like how they leave that though, because that's a really good setup.
Well, now you've got two moles. Because Jeremy Irons is still alive.
I love that because we see and we find out obviously that it's not Jeremy Irons under the hood and the bag, and then we see at her decoration ceremony
he's
where
sitting
everyone,
in the front row
that he's right there.
Gives
so
her
like,
a little
yeah, they're, now they're both in there, which is really cool.
So this weekend, Death Wish
yes.
made $13.8 million. Red Sparrow made $17 million.
On a, does it say?
It doesn't
okay.
say.
I have a feeling they're both going to be pretty close.
On a $69 million budget. Death Wish was $30 million budget.
Oof.
And then the number one movie, of course.
Black Panther,
65.7
million. I was going to say Greatest Showman, but close.
No.
And Black Panther crossed the $500 million
domestic.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Insane.
Crazy pants. But yeah, like that's how it kind of ends. It does kind of leave it open.
That's could, a good. Now, could, that's a. A cliffhanger kind of thing. You know what I mean?
He gives her like a week and a nod. Like you, yeah. I could see them maybe.
I liked how they put a bow on everything.
Yeah.
But also left it open for like more adventures.
But the sex stuff like really skeeved me out.
That's fair.
And I felt like they were trying to have it both ways of like, this is really bad and awful, but here's a Jennifer Lawrence butt naked.
Right.
I mean,
enjoy.
I didn't think
and
it.
I did.
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, it was very uncomfortable and was supposed to be, and it was all this really like cold training. So I didn't think it was sexy, but still Jennifer Lawrence looks great. So like the situation isn't sexy, but
I think if they would have added in hand-to-hand combat, firearm training, things like that,
yeah.
along with the sex stuff,
right. made her
maybe
agent.
I feel like if the movie made that a component of
right.
what they were doing,
right.
but like you never really got the feel that they were learning much of anything else.
Yeah. I'm guessing that. I didn't get to do the research, but I'm guessing in the books that these Red Sparrows are these sexual agents. I think that's probably, to me at least, it seems like that's all, that is their specialty, I should say.
I think that could be, yes. I don't know. I've never read the books. I probably will.
Like, I don't think in the books they go into their 50 lines of training. Like, I feel like this is what Red Sparrows are, and they're notorious for that. The CIA even knows, like, who they are. I mean,
I'm sure
this is their training.
Marvel's just like, so we don't put the sex stuff in?
Yeah. So I was thinking in this movie, because we always talk about, like, oh, it's the Black Widow movie. I'm like, wow, Disney wouldn't have made this movie.
Nope,
that's for sure.
It'd have been a completely different movie.
Different movie.
Yeah. But I
enjoyed it.
I liked it more than Death Wish.
Definitely liked it more than Death Wish.
Yeah, I was just icked out by it.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I get it.
I just thought
it was interesting. I've never seen any agents trained like this, and I thought the manipulation and the psychology behind it was fascinating, as crazy as it was, and I liked it that she kicked ass. I mean, she
beat up a bunch of dudes.
She beat that dude up and then totally humiliated him in front. I'm like, that's badass.
Well, she beat up the two in the shower. She beat up the dude that tried to rape her. She killed that one guy, the skin scraper guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they had incorporated more of a fight, you know, more of a spy aspect.
You want her to be more Bourne, you know, ass kicker agent, where she's, this was a psychological.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, that's what her agent was to, I mean, that her whole training was to get people to be the missing puzzle piece.
Right.
Everyone wants something, and you need to find out what it is and exploit them, right? And so I just thought the psychology was fascinating. You know, the scenes were uncomfortable, but that's exactly
And I guess I felt like they really didn't go into the psychology. It was like, oh, find what's missing and then give it to them.
Well, they never found what Joel Edgerton was missing. Like, yeah. That was the thing. It's like, she never found that out. She just
He was missing
him.
Her.
Yeah, like, that's right. She just banged him.
But like, they never like, really, oh. You never
but
really.
But she wasn't really playing him. She did want to work
yeah.
with
yeah.
him.
But you never really saw any like lessons of like, here's what to look for. So like, it wasn't like, it didn't really kind of walk you down that path. It was
That's
just
true.
Like, this is what you need to do. But it didn't really give you any insight as to what you would look for or how you
I think
do
once
it.
I got past the sex stuff, like that awkward sex stuff, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Once the
like
training, I mean, the school is like the first. Maybe third or half, but like after that, she's out of the school. So like, you get past that stuff, and I like
but
the
I,
espionage
I
spy.
Could, I could see where it'd be skeezy enough to,
yeah. yeah. And like I said, I felt like the movie was trying to have it both ways. Like I didn't feel like, yeah, it just felt like this is awful. But they film it in a way that
it's not awful.
Yeah, right. It's just kind of like I don't know.
It was also kind of empowering though, because because this is a woman that is very comfortable. She's letting it all hang out there, and she's using her sexuality to manipulate and to be a powerful and you know against these bad people. Like I think you could also see it as a way that like it's the female body, it's natural, and she's using it.
I think that's what they were
going for,
hoping to yeah. do, but it didn't work yeah. for me. So but
there it is.
Well, I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at joybutts BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett and on reviewstl.com.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to find the show online, want to chime in with your thoughts on Red Sparrow, please join us at facebook.com/RealSpoilers. While there, you can join the League of Show Sharers, and you will get even more stuff. Well, you'll get the same amount of stuff, but
you'll
it'll
get some stuff.
Facebook will put it in front of you more. Yeah. So we love the conversation. So
we do.
You don't have to wait a whole week for the next one. So that's it for this episode, I guess. Next week, what, A Wrinkle in Time?
Hurricane Heist.
Oh, that would probably be the one to do, honestly. I mean, I had to see that trailer. I saw it once. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's like they're trying to rob a bank during a hurricane or like an armored truck or something. And then the tagline, like the movie, the trailer ends where it's supposed to end and they show the credits and then they go into another clip yeah. and they're like $600 million at 600 miles per hour. It is so awful.
It's pretty bad.
It's like Sharknado in the theater instead of on sci-fi.
They
like,
got released in a theater.
Not ironically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's I don't know what they're doing with that one, but that might be the one to tackle.
So when we figure it out, we'll let you know. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Harriet makes a fake picture of sport dressed as a maid.
And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.